This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. Time for KER Politics. We're devoting the entire political segment this weekend to the folks at the Epoch Times. Why am I doing that? I'm doing it because I've been a subscriber now for a little bit over a year, and I have to tell you, this paper has gotten so good since I've been subscribing to it. They have many, many more sections right now. They have great news when it comes to, I would have to say, international issues. Going to chat right now with Josh Philip about three of those issues. One has to do with Hamas, one has to do with U.S. security in general, and one has to do with the drug cartels in Mexico. What have you guys uncovered, Josh, in terms of what's going on with Hamas?
Right. So there are many international operations in Latin America that are kind of flying under the radar when it comes to U.S. security. It's interesting because these issues are known, but you don't really hear about them that much when it comes to reporting. But long story short, what you have is you have Iran subverting Latin America. You have China subverting Latin America, and you have both countries getting deeply involved in the drug trades and involved in all the blackmail, corruption, and kind of criminal marketplaces down there.
I had no idea what was going on in terms of Iran and the drug trade. Give me some education, would you?
Yeah, sure. So let's explore from a couple angles. So basically, when countries get sanctioned by the United States, China has kind of established an alternative market where these countries work together. And so in Latin America, you had the Pink Revolutions in the 90s. Which was when these kind of far-left governments all took power, all these socialist governments took power. Now, to put that in perspective, you had a lot of countries that were actually pretty prosperous in Latin America. Brazil was on track to become one of the largest, you know, top-growing economies. And, you know, sure enough, they got Lula and, you know, socialist dictatorship or leadership, and the economy tanked. You had, of course, Venezuela, which we all saw what happened there, and so on. But what also happened is that there was kind of a coalition that formed mainly around Cuba. A lot of these organizations were part of a kind of, I don't know what you call it, a meeting of sorts under a group called the Foro ao Sao Paulo. And this kind of allowed Cuba to dictate the policies and, you know, coordinate the policies for a lot of Latin America. And what happened was, you know, of course, relations with Cuba have been sour for a long time. And so Cuba kind of established an order of trade outside of U.S. control throughout Latin America. And other countries that were under U.S. sanctions began doing business with these countries rather than the United States. And so Latin America had kind of a shift away from the U.S., you know, trade system and towards instead China, Russia, and Iran.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, the conventional media really isn't talking very much about what's going on in South America in terms of China and Iran. And I find that to be interesting. And the reason I say that is because I wouldn't necessarily call China at this moment in time, in spite of what the president says, I wouldn't really depict China at this moment in time as being an ally. And I certainly wouldn't characterize Iran as being an ally. It's interesting that they're getting as close physically as they are to the United States. I mean, geographically, Latin America, South America, China, Central America, etc., that's getting pretty close to the homelands, for lack of better terms. You know, it's funny, I talked with Charlotte last week almost every day about what was going on with the situation with the caravans, and it's kind of become obvious to me, it strikes me that the organization behind the caravans are probably organized, I would have to say, possibly by Iran and China. What do you think? Am I way off base on that?
I've heard that from some very credible sources, one of whom is a retired CIA agent. And yes, that's what I'm hearing. The security risks on this are pretty significant. So when it comes to China, now there's two different elements to talk about. Iran does a lot of the terror networks in Latin America. China backs a lot of the drug trade. And these are two elements.
Yeah, I did not realize that China was involved in the drug trade.
Oh, heavily and in an intentional and orchestrated manner. If you read their document, Unrestricted Warfare, published in 1999, it describes drug warfare as one of the tactics that China could use against the United States for unconventional war. There's a great book on this that's kind of old now. It's called Red Cocaine. And it explains the history of this issue. Basically, what you had was, during the Soviet era, Cuba, the Soviet Union, China had very clear doctrine outlining a plan to wage drug warfare on the United States. And this was basically the use of drugs, one, to get, you know, illegitimate cash out of the United States, and two, as a program to destroy and kind of decay the moral fabric of the United States and also to harm the youth of the United States.
And there's no better way to do that than drugs.
Yeah, and we can see it on the surface, and right now as we speak, through China's supply of
opiates,
precursor chemicals, opiates. Yeah, one, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. So yeah, you have the whole synthetic drug market, a lot of which does come from China. Some of it also comes from India, but what a lot of people don't say is that India gets a lot of those ingredients from China in turn. But the bigger picture, actually, aside from the synthetics, is that China provides a lot of the precursor chemicals to the drug cartels. And basically, you know, they ship these into, you know, Mexican ports and other areas. The drug cartels use these to make drugs, and then they, you know, ship it into the United States. The, you know, there's several major Chinese transnational organized crime groups involved in this as well. Although not all of it is illegal. Some of this is actual legitimate supplying of chemicals for the drug markets. But you also have, for example, the Chinese snakeheads. These are the guys who do human smuggling, working with the cartels and the coyotes to bring human trafficking into the United States and elsewhere. You also have the triads bringing in different types of, say, knockoff goods. It's a huge market around that. When it comes to Iran, you have very powerful Hamas organizations throughout Latin America. And this is something really not widely covered. Hamas has significant influence in some parts of Latin America. And in fact, in Peru, I think they even have a political party.
In Peru?
Go ahead. The whole tri-border area, when it comes to kind of, you get down to that area, yeah, Hamas is deeply involved in corruption, drug trade. They work with Shining Path. They run their own, you know, they have a political party. And this isn't just Peru, I'm just using that as an example. But yeah, they have major influence, not just in terms of the black markets, but also in terms of like the legitimate functioning of government.
Okay, so they're active in Peru. Josh, are they active in any other countries in South America?
They're active across most of South America. In fact, another quick note on that, they even had a lot of work done with different cartel groups and gangs, including MS-13. Syria.
You have to wonder what advantage there would be for them to be involved with somebody like MS-13. I mean, I have talked to you about the MS-13 involvement in New York State, for example. Bad guys. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Josh Phillip.
Thank you. listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Josh Felice. We talked about security in the last segment. We focused primarily on Iran. We focused on the involvement of Iran in the South American countries. As Josh closed out the last segment, he basically said they are involved in most of the countries in South America. We talked a little bit about China. We talked about, Josh suggested a book on conventional war. Personally, will buy when I'm done doing this interview. very, very interesting. He talked about how China is using drugs to infiltrate the United States to basically knock down, for lack of better terms, the ability of the younger people. Let's go on that one, Josh, a little bit, if you don't mind.
Right. So the strategy you're talking about is drug warfare. So in the book I mentioned, I remember the author's name, but so I've read Cocaine by Joseph Douglas.
Uh-huh.
Highly recommended for anyone who wants to know the history of this. Of course, there's other texts on it as well. But yeah, drug warfare, this is one of the systems of, say, unconventional warfare outlined in the Chinese unrestricted warfare concept. Drug warfare is, I'd say, under the umbrella of culture warfare. And culture warfare is meant to find ways to destroy the culture and moral foundations of a society. Pretty much, if you can undermine a country's culture, if you can undermine a country's values, you can begin to affect the underlying ideologies of that country that keep it united, that create social harmony, that make the society function, that allow people to lead, you know, honest and good lives and keep the institutions working honestly and so on. Once you begin corrupting that, you open the gates for different forms of subversion. Once you damage people's moral values from a strategic standpoint or from the standpoint of, like, you know, espionage, Chinese espionage and these things, you make that country more susceptible to bribes, to honey traps, you know, such as, like, you know, sex espionage type stuff, to selling out their country, you know, for personal gain and so on. And so China, the Chinese system for this is, I'd say, very advanced. It goes back very far. I mean, you could argue the UK did it to China as well during the Opium Wars, right? And China took note of that. Mao Zedong had very clear doctrine calling for the same type of war to be used against the West. And ties into a much larger picture as well, as I mentioned.
Well, I got a little bit of a connection for you on this one, Joshua. I read earlier today some GOP material came out. They instigated a study asking students at the University of Southern California, USC, they asked them what their opinion was of the United States, and for the most part, aside from maybe a couple of liberals, the rest of the folks, well, I put it probably in the universe of progressives, were very, very negative about the United States. Maybe China's beginning to accomplish what it wants to accomplish.
Yeah, well, this is not just China, but communist movements in general that have been doing that. To understand, so basically, Soviet Union, of course, ran a lot of the student, you know, they ran a lot of the student protests in the 60s. The Communist Party USA was loyal to the Soviet Union, as were most communist parties during the Soviet era. They had extensive disinformation campaigns meant to reframe history. One of the main tactics they had was not necessarily directed through the Soviets, but through the communist groups in general, was the idea of, critical theory. It was under the Frankfurt School. It's the idea of looking back in history and re-establishing history through the lens of Marxism. And so everything is then oppressor versus oppressed. Yeah. Everything is, you know, viewed through the standpoint of the, you know, the struggle for, you know, communist revolution and these things. And they frame the United States as the, you know, the historical oppressor and all these things. Another big figure on this was Howard Zinn. I think he wrote a kind of a reformed version of the history of the United States, which has been pretty well discredited, but also very well accepted despite that. And, pretty much blamed the pilgrims for the crimes of the conquistadors, which, you know, of course, are mostly the Spanish ancestors of a lot of Latin Americans, you know, not the ancestors of most people in the United States, so on and so on like this. A lot of the history that people understand when it comes to viewing the United States as kind of the enemy of the free world is, I'd say, taking history and standing on its head. The United States is one of the greatest defenders of freedom I think the world has. Let me just interrupt
you for a second. I agree with you 1,000% on that, Josh. Unfortunately, most of the progressives who I know absolutely do not feel that way anymore. They think that our country is run by the military-industrial complex, that we are nothing but meddling in other people's affairs, and that what we are trying to get accomplished in the Middle East in the light of toning down dramatically the terrorist groups, they think that we're doing exactly the wrong thing. You know, Ron Paul, for example, I don't have Ron on the show anymore because Ron basically firmly believes that the United States, our involvement in trying to help some of the suppressed people in the Middle East is definitely the wrong thing to do. I don't feel that way anymore. But that's what you're saying was the original plan, for example, on the part of the Chinese communists. Is that correct?
That is correct. Not just the Chinese communists, but also the Soviet Union. I mean, I would agree with them to some extent, but I'd say that I would say there's more to the picture. So let me explain this. So the United States has been fighting. The 20th century is one ruled by fascism and national socialism, the Nazis, both of which were based in socialism.
Right.
You know, different interpretations of it, but they were based in socialism. Communism was also based in the same foundations. These ideologies combined created some of the worst forms of tyranny the world has ever witnessed.
Absolutely.
Communism alone killed somewhere between 100 million and 150 million people.
Correct.
Over the last century. Mao Zedong himself killed somewhere between 50 and 70 million Chinese people. Right. The United States has stood against this. It is true that we engaged in a lot of wars over the last century. But the United States was fighting against these tyrannical, genocidal, murderous, oppressive systems that were trying to spread to every corner of the world. It is true the United States fell into some of that, you could argue, with Middle East and these things, and I would agree partly with that. But I would blame that on the whole war economies, which run under the Federal Reserve, and the state banking system. The whole centralized banking system comes from communism.
I got to cut you off. We got to take a real quick commercial break. Let me just say this. I agree with what you were saying 1,000%. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics, we have the business editor of the Epoch Times with us right now, Valentin Schmidt. I have to tell you, the people, the staff, Valentin and his colleagues are some of the best informed guests that we have on KER Politics, and we're going to start to concentrate on these folks. Valentin, great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for the compliments. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's the truth. Okay, having said that, Valentin, I want to talk a little bit about the markets right now. I want to talk about how much of a role the U.S. federal government is playing in the markets right now, in your opinion. What do you think?
So you're saying basically right now, because we all know that the Federal Reserve and the banking system and these hundreds of thousands of pages of regulations, the federal government plays a huge role in the markets and the economy. But that's the sort of status quo. We know about that. So if you're asking about what's happening right now, why is there, you know, volatility? And why are markets going down? What does the government have to do with that? I would have to step back for a little bit and say what did the government and the Federal Reserve have to do with the markets and the economy basically going up for the last 10 years,
yep,
more or less. And obviously they had a lot to do with it. They juiced the economy and they printed a lot of money, and that definitely helped the equities. And so we had a bull market for like 10 years. Somewhat artificial, of course. It's not like nothing real happened in the economy. Real things did happen. And and companies have made innovations and earnings and jobs and stuff like that, but overall, somewhat artificial. Then what else happened in the economy over the last 10 years or internationally? Obviously, the rise of China, they already became big before the last crisis, and then they became even bigger to the point where people start talking about they're going to become the most dominant global player, et cetera, et cetera. And to be honest, the government in the United States, but also private parties, they had a lot to do with that, with the rise of China. They supported them in many ways, shapes, and forms, and they basically they let them pretty much do whatever they wanted. In terms of trade aggression and intellectual property theft and, you know, all sorts of breaking the rules. So that's what the government did in the lead up to this. And now you have a sort of unwind of all of this stuff. Now you have the easy money policy stopped.
I'm under the impression, don't mean to interrupt you, but you're crackling up just a little bit, so let me jump in here and say one thing. I had a fairly extensive conversation about China with your colleague Josh Phillip, and Josh had, I would have to say, as I know you all do, because I will be having a lengthy conversation with Jan Jekielek here in the next segment, and I know what he thinks about China. You guys are basically pretty negative about mainland China, and I know that's in essence what started the paper a number of years ago. I feel exactly the same way as you do, and I do have a little background in this particular issue. I have to say that you know, when you say the U.S. is allowing China pretty much to do whatever they want, I guess I would have to say, you really think the president is? I mean, he's pretty negative on China in the sense that he feels very strongly that China is really not providing a level playing field for the United States in terms of international trade. I happen to be a member of the Coalition for a Prosperous America, and they are very, very critical of Chinese actions right now. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's what I was about to say, frankly, before you interrupted me. I was about to say, now you have a rollback of all of this. I was talking about the past. I was talking about President Bush, President Obama. Now you have a rollback of this, and we can start with China. Now you have President Trump, who's like, wait a second, they're basically breaking all the rules, and they're stealing, and they're hurting Americans in America, and now he's rolling back their accommodative stance, and he's really... first of all, threatening and implementing tariffs. You know, now we have the arrest of that person. I mean, yeah, he knows what's going on. Obviously, he is constrained what he can do. Then also by now, it is true that no matter what you do, there's going to be some people who lose because they got used to the status quo. And if you remove that, then some companies are going to get hurt, some consumers are going to get hurt, and that's what brings volatility to the markets because they're not sure how to assess the situation. So that's what you see. You know, at first people think they got a deal at the G20 and the markets rally, and then they arrest that Huawei CFO, and then the markets drop. So that's what you have. You have an introduction of volatility by this change in status quo with the current administration. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is you have the Fed. You had 10 years, roughly, or let's say 7 years until 2015 of extremely easy. I mean, it was still easy after they started hiking rates a little bit. Very easy monetary policy, juicing the wheels of the economy and the global financial markets. And then you get a Fed chairman who's basically like, well, I don't care what happens to the markets, and I'm going to keep rising rates until I think, you know, they're close to wherever this neutral rate is that nobody knows where it is. Yeah. But he keeps talking about it. Way different ballgame now you have with the Federal Reserve. Obviously, he keeps flip-flopping as well, and he says, well, I know the neutral rate is here and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, that's just a way, completely different ballgame you have in the financial markets now, A, with the Federal Reserve, B, with the China thing. And that was somewhat glossed over by the massive tax cuts and deregulation initiative we had in 2017. That's why 2017 was a fantastic market, and the stocks were pricing in all of that. And now you have basically that is gone. The Democrats are in the House now, so no more tax cuts. Maybe a little bit of deregulation, but that has a lagging effect. And now you've got the Fed and the Chinese problems on the forefront. And then on top of that, you have Europe, and on top of that, you have China itself, which is an issue in terms of financial risk. So, and of course, everybody knows that you're sort of, you know, you've had really 10 pretty good years in terms of stock market returns, but also in terms of the economy. How much better is it going to get, especially if you can't do more tax cuts, if you can't, and you have to escalate the trade war with China? And I think that's the question people are asking themselves right now. And many of them probably, they do want to take some risk off the table. And some of them are forced to take some risk off the table because the liquidity is shrinking. And so they have to liquefy. Yeah.
I know. Well, I guess $1 million question right now, and unfortunately we're down to about 30 seconds here. The $1 million question really is, are we headed for a major downward moving market? Because the market has been very, very good over the past, as you said, 10 years, 8 to 10 years or thereabouts. I would have to say that markets are difficult to predict. However, I will say that markets are a harbinger of what's going to happen in the future. And I would have to say personally that I think your points are very well taken, and I think the market may slow down a little bit. Valentin Schmidt, business editor of the Epoch Times. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. I am continuing to chat with a gentleman from the Epoch Times. His name is Jan Jakelic. Jan is relatively new with the paper, as Stephen is now the bureau chief in Washington, D.C. And if I'm not mistaken, Jan, you are now the bureau chief's equivalent in New York. Am I correct?
Well, I play a particular role. I'm a senior editor.
Okay.
With the Epoch Times.
Yeah.
And I also play a role as an executive with Epoch Media Group, which includes our TV network, NTD, and some other entertainment and lifestyle properties, and spans these 23 languages that were available in across 35 countries.
Now, I have a question for you. In chatting with Josh in the first segment of KER Politics, I basically made the statement to our listeners that this is one of the few papers that I read on a regular basis, read hard copy on a regular basis. I've been a subscriber for a little over a year. I have seen huge changes, Jan, in your paper. I mean, the lifestyle section is excellent. The last paper that I got, which I received in the mail last week, you now also have an op-ed section. And I have to tell you, I spent almost every day on the phone with Charlotte Cuthbertson last week because of the information that she was providing our listeners with what's going on regarding the caravan. I mean, you've got some real interesting people who fill the category of boots on the ground, you know, Charlotte being one of them, and of course, Josh and other people. Tell me a little bit about the changes that you have instigated in the paper.
Well, I don't know if I can, I'm not going to take credit for changes, but I can tell you some of the more recent changes. I mean, it started in, are your readers familiar with, you know, how we came about and so forth?
Yes, I am.
Want to be sure.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I mean, we get new listeners every week from all the radio stations.
Well, let me do a thumbnail sketch here. So we were founded years ago, in Atlanta, Georgia, of all places.
Uh-huh.
By a man named John Tong. John Tong came over from China after Tiananmen Square. He saw what had happened there. He saw how media can be manipulated to change the story and spread disinformation. and he was this brilliant physicist. So he ended up getting a scholarship to Georgia Tech and just stayed, which a number of these brilliant students that got scholarships like that did. Taste of freedom, didn't want to go back. And when 1999 rolled around 10 years later, the Chinese regime turned against this meditation spiritual group called Falun Gong.
Correct.
Decided they were going to wipe out 100 million people, literally eradicate them. That was the term they used. And what accompanied that in any one of these sort of scenarios is a basically straight out of Nazi Germany hate propaganda campaign, disinformation, and so forth. And so John, being in a free country and seeing that all these Chinese language media were completely controlled by the regime and also were influencing, you know, Western media, he started a website that would just tell the truth, that would just tell, you know, an independent side of the story. And if you can imagine, that became incredibly popular. This was initially among Chinese, of course, because there was no other information of this sort pretty much out there. And that was the founding. So you can see, you know, we were founded to combat what they call fake news these days.
Right.
Right. And what ultimately happened was over time, you know, about 4 years later, an English edition was started and, you know, grew. We ended up, you know, being in 23 languages and 35 countries around the world. But the real kind of shift recently that I think you're alluding to, the reason I mention our background is because this type of truth telling is in our DNA.
Yeah.
And in 2016, we published a story which turned out to be wildly controversial, and we didn't actually realize it would be. The story was headlined, "The Odds of Donald Trump Becoming Mr. Brexit." And this story, for us, we were looking at different lines of evidence that suggested that who is now President Trump actually had a chance, right? And for some people, this was, you know, incredible news. People were thrilled. And then for others, this was, you know, unthinkable to write. And, you know, so we realized we're doing something a little bit different than what a lot of other media are doing. We're nonpartisan media. That's how we see it. We our motto is to truth and tradition. We look at the world. I think it's a good way to describe the lens through which we look at the world. And we're deeply committed to offering a truthful, unbiased perspective to people. And
I know we are.
With the knowledge of our lens, right? So, and of course, we didn't realize that that would prove controversial, but it did. And it also really caught a lot of people's attention. So as much as we've been reporting all these years on a lot of the details from communist China and so forth, now what you're seeing is a lot of reporting, for example, from the Mexican border, which is, I know what you were talking with Charlotte about last week. She's got some incredible stories that really break down some of the existing, let's say, correct, I see that in quotes, narratives out there, by simply speaking with people and telling their stories as they really are. So the big shift that we've seen, especially since 2016, of course, this shift has been happening for a while, is that we realize that there's this huge hole in America. There isn't a national, let's say, newspaper or digital media that speaks to what we believe is all Americans. And certainly what we might call center-right Americans. And so as we came on the scene, we started getting these incredible outpourings of support. Wow, you exist. You tell the truth. Thank you for being there. I just got an email the other day, you know, of all our my media sources, you guys are the top. This was someone from the Bay Area. Anyhow, so we're filling this very interesting niche, and we're approaching all of this through this lens or perspective of truth and tradition.
The Epoch Times, if I can interrupt you just for a second, back in 2016, you know, October, November, was one of the few sources that I have that actually predicted that Donald Trump was going to win. Another source that I have is a contract worker for the U.S. military, pretty well-known guy, and he said, I will bet you any amount of money that you want that Donald Trump wins the election. And I said, you know, I'm supporting the guy because of my background. You know, I got the gold card because I gave him a certain amount of money, et cetera, et cetera. And I was really in the minority supporting Donald Trump. I actually lost some friendships up in the area that Kathy and I live, not because we're full of progressives, but because we are primarily people full of conservatives who thought that Donald Trump was nuts. And you know what I have to say right now? I only have one negative comment about Donald Trump, and that is he is not a very good communicator. That's the only comment I can make. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be chatting with Mr. Yakilic here in the near future. Again, we're going to be doing a little bit of promotional work for the Epoch Times. By that I mean I want to get as many of our listeners as possible to read this paper because of their DNA, as Jan said, they really care about the truth, about as far from other networks, in my opinion, that you can get. These guys are very, very good, and I knew from day one that that's the direction they were going, and that's why I subscribed to the paper, and that's why I spend so much time on the radio show with folks from the Epoch Times. Jan Yakilic, thank you so much. We'll get you back on the show, and we'll see what we can do for our listeners. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much. Wonderful to speak with you.
I have a lot of time for the folks at the Epoch Times. As you folks know that, we're going to be doing more and more interviews with them. I suggest you take what they have to say very, very seriously. No fake news here.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.